It's 7:52 and Adam Maguire is here with the business news.
Thanks, Justin. The credit union loan book is bigger than it's ever been, according to new figures from the Irish League of Credit Unions. The loan book now stands at almost 6.5 billion euro. That's up 10% year on year and now comfortably above the highs seen at the peak of the Celtic Tiger. The Irish League of Credit Unions represents 90% of active credit unions in the country. David Malone is its CEO. He joins us in studio now. David, mortgages is a big driver of this. Just how important have they become to credit unions?
Mortgages have become a huge part of our story. Our mortgage loan book for the sector is now approaching 1 billion euro. So mortgages make up about 11% now of our credit union loan book. They've actually increased by 28% year on year and more than doubled over the last 3 years themselves. What we're also seeing is the central bank have shown confidence in the credit union sector. They've tripled the capacity of what credit unions can offer in terms of mortgages up to 6.6 billion euro. And we now have a clear target on that. We're targeting 10% of new lending over the next number of years, where ultimately we'll be doing 1 billion of mortgage lending each year.
Now, when credit unions started offering mortgages, it was a really good time because ECB rates were quite high. The rates have now come back down, so bank rates have eased slightly. We're seeing new entrants to the market, potentially a new owner of PTSB. It's going to get a lot more competitive in the next year or two, isn't it?
We see a very highly concentrated mortgage market itself in particular. The market itself in the last BPFI data showed that 93% of mortgages were issued through the three pillar banks themselves. We think in credit unions, we have funds to lend, first of all, but secondly as well, we have a very unique proposition. And the one word that really typifies that is human. We're not relying on a computer says no algorithm. We're actually looking bypassing that to the actual person themselves and their actual ability to repay. And that's a unique aspect of our service and offering.
You mentioned that change recently in the credit union lending framework, essentially tripling the amount that you could offer to lend for housing and businesses. How exactly is that going to shape up over the next couple of years?
What we're going to see in that terms of shaping up is, in terms of mortgage lending, first of all, we are targeting 10% of new lending over the next number of years. That would see us, as a credit union sector, lend, in terms of mortgages, 1 billion euro, providing much needed competition to a hyper-concentrated market. And similarly, on business lending, our capacity will increase to 3.3 billion euro. And we see that as a potential huge growth area for us. We've also seen that, particularly in our agri-lending sector, where our Cultivate group of credit unions has provided agri-lending, stepping in where Ulster Bank have exited that market, providing 170 million euro of lending in the last number of years.
We're almost 4 weeks away from Christmas now, at a time when a lot of people are, of course, under financial pressure. Do you see a pickup in loan activity at this time of year? Do you know yet how this year is shaping up compared to previous years?
At the moment, loan activity is relatively consistent year on year. We see our loan activity being very consistent across the year, really, without much seasonal fluctuation. However, what we do see is, and we encourage our members to do, is to save and put budget plans in place for Christmas. If that's not the case, we're here to obviously help them lend and help to fund their Christmas issues, particularly in terms of providing low-cost finance. And what we do see, and this is a financial education principle of ourselves, is we do see a caveat around use of buy now, pay later, where many of the public do not see that as a form of purchase, but a form of credit. And the other piece that's really important as well, I think, is that we're also seeing issues where credit cards are being used. So we would encourage members of the public instead to look at credit union cost-effective finance. We've no hidden penalties or charges.
Another thing that we saw this week, a new rule requiring ATMs to be located within 10 kilometres of the vast majority of homes. Do you know how that will impact credit unions or what role you'll play in that?
We're formally excluded from that access to cash legislation, but we think cash is hugely important to be provided. We've been providing cash for decades to our members, and we don't need regulatory mandates to put our members first. So we'll continue to do that. And we see access to cash has been really important, particularly in our branch network. We've over 400 locations around the country, which is more than the rest of the banks combined.
Okay, I was going to ask you about World Cup loans, but maybe we'll wait until March before I do that. David Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.